With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Wisconsin is the smallest prize amongst the so-called blue wall states, but it's still important. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris held dueling rallies here in Wisconsin on Friday, and now it's up to the voters to decide. Once again, the race is razor tight for the state's 10 electoral votes. Four of the past six presidential elections in Wisconsin have been decided by less than a point, or fewer than 23,000 votes. All of the battlegrounds are important to both candidates, but winning here in the upper Midwest is especially critical for Harris. Her clearest path to reaching 270 electoral college votes is winning Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. On the Blue Wall States Tour, Greg Clugston, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
House Republicans want more details about President Biden's statement last week calling supporters of Donald Trump garbage.
White House press officials altered the official transcript of Biden's statement, drawing objections from the federal workers who document such remarks for posterity. The lawmakers say the White House cannot simply rewrite President Biden's rhetoric and are questioning whether the decision to create a false transcript and manipulate or alter the accurate transcript produced for the National Archives and Records Administration was a violation of federal law. Keith Peters reporting.
A tornado and severe thunderstorm struck the Oklahoma City area early this morning, causing an unspecified amount of damage. No immediate reports of injuries either. PowerOutage.us says more than 5,300 people are in the dark. TGI Friday is filing for bankruptcy protection as it looks for ways to, quote, ensure the long-term viability of the casual dining brand. Dallas-based company filing for Chapter 11 protection. This is SRN News. Law enforcement agencies across the U.S. are cracking down on the troubling spread of child sexual abuse imagery created through artificial intelligence technology. Justice Department officials say they're aggressively going after offenders who exploit AI tools to create harmful imagery of children. Meanwhile, states are racing to ensure those generating deep fakes and other obscene imagery of kids can be prosecuted under their laws. The prosecutions come as child advocates are urgently working to curb the misuse of the technology and prevent a flood of disturbing AI-created images. A Republican group is undertaking a new effort this year to go door-to-door outreach to those Jewish voters who have a history of backing GOP candidates. The Republican-Jewish Coalition focusing on five battleground states to boost Donald Trump over Kamala Harris in the November 5th election. Surveys show that Jews vote Democrat most of the time, but lately many have been going for Trump. This is SRN News. Strange times in a tiny town, and nobody's sure what's going on.
Gary, Oklahoma, not much different from any other small town. Friendly people, and just about everybody knows everybody else and where they live. But now, the police chief and all three officers of the department, plus two of the town's city council members, have all resigned with little explanation. The former chief did write on social media, she and the officers resigned with great sadness. The community has about 1,000 residents. Jason Walker reporting.
With Shohei Ohtani making his first appearance, the World Series averaged 12.9 million viewers in Japan, making it the most watched fall classic in that nation's history. Along with the U.S. ratings, the five-game series between the Dodgers and the Yankees combined for 28.7 million average viewers. This is SRN News.